Il Bijari Theatre Company and Melbourne Theatre Company are presenting Black in the Room, featuring exciting new works written by new First Nations playwrights Isabel Murphy-Walsh, Phoebe Grainer, and Muriel Sperrim. These works were developed through Il Bijari's Black Rights Program. And I'm glad to say I'm joined today by Amy Soul, Il Bijari Creative Associate, to yarn about how they have worked with Melbourne Theatre Company to deeply embed this project with Black ways of working at the front and center. Amy Soul, first of all, thanks for joining us and welcome to NITV Radio.
Thanks for having me. Excited to yarn.
Yeah, no, this is a groundbreaking theatre experience that will be premiering in Melbourne, I think, on the 27th of November.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you talk to us about the significance of the partnership that is involved in this, and especially in fostering Black storytelling and its future legacy?
It's almost hard to articulate how kind of profound this moment is in time, but it's not the first of its kind, because there's been different versions of this throughout kind of the past. This was modeled on Black Inside, which was another collaboration of a collective of Black works that happened, I think, about 15, 20 years ago, which all of those kind of momentous times in which Black theatre has had a moment to really tell the stories that we want to tell at the points that we want to tell them from the artists that need to share their stories and voices. And so this is kind of a building on that. And we all say, you know, we're standing on the shoulders of giants and walking in the footpath of our ancestors and elders that have come before us in the theatre field. And so this moment was a collaboration for this generation to tell their stories for future generations with a state theatre company.
Are you bringing together up and rising playwrights? How did the program support them in developing their unique voices and especially crafting their specific stories?
So the Black Rights Program at Il Bijari Theatre Company, when I started a theatre company as a creative associate, I redeveloped some of how Black Rights works. It was originally created by Kamara Bell Wicks, who is one of the directors on the shows here, Awake Awoke Mob, who is a phenomenal powerhouse and incredible director and artist and dramaturg. Her brain on Black dramaturgy is brilliant. And so I built upon the program that had already been created, which I myself went through. And it became about a two-year program in supporting these artists from the first seed of an idea to getting it up on a stage. And so over those 2 years, they developed their ways of storytelling, their Black dramaturgies, their craft and practice, whilst also engaging with industry experts and cultural leaders and elders to develop what their voice is from their specific mobs in conjunction with what contemporary Black theatre practices are.
Yeah, so you have different First Peoples directors from various generations. Can you elaborate a bit more on the impact of these choices, and especially on the interpretation and the execution of the plays?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of phenomenal. This whole thing is kind of amazing because there's so many generations just sitting in and totally taking over Melbourne Theatre Company. Like, I've never seen Melbourne Theatre Company this Black. Like, we are just in every room. I'm sitting here in Melbourne Theatre Company right now taking over one of their rooms. I walk around the rooms and I'm like, hey, Black in this room, hey, Black in that room.
So you've taken over the place.
Fully. And there's so many generations of people. Like Arnie Raich, obviously, is directing one of the works, Rachel Mazza, and is everything and such an incredible mentor and powerhouse of a Black woman who's guiding Isabel Murphy-Walsh's work. And then Kamara is directing Muriel Spearham's work, and she's another powerhouse woman of the next generation. And then I'm guiding and directing Phoebe Grainer's work. So it's three generations of women with multiple generations of performers, with designers of all generations. Our Black Stage program is also a part of this, and our Black Stage program is about up-and-coming young designers and Black makers. And so there's a whole bunch of people their first show, and they're jumping in and also learning that craft from different people at different parts in their practice.
Yeah.
It's a real legacy.
Yeah, so and the program explores different themes and from different angles. The themes of healing and Indigenous women's strength and that. Can we dive into one of the plays that specifically addresses these themes? The one like Kunawara Recreation.
All three of the works are by Black women. So there was something really powerful about the fact that it was Black women's voices that in this moment in time needed to resonate and be heard for these yarns, which I think is really powerful and poignant. And all three of the works have this way of our telling of story, which is to heal and to guide and to share our stories and to share our yarns. And all three of the works have done that kind of beautifully. But Gunawara Recreation, Isabel is Tanarong mob, and Gunawara has been a creation story that her family has held and has told for generations. It's a beautiful story about the Black Swan, and the Black Swan that is destroyed by Bunjil for going to a watering hole she's not meant to be at. Isabel wanted to use that storytelling to do a contemporary creation story about the experiences that Black women go through on their healing journey and the violence that they experience and how they move through that and come back born anew.
Very powerful storytelling there, especially exploring themes that are delicate to navigate. So navigating them in a playful and humorous and theatrical fashion would be, I would say, even a challenge for a beginner. And so it's really great that they'll be explored and brought to the public in the coming days. And another play that I was looking at is Awake, A Woke Mob. This one tackles another. Tell us a bit more about this one because it tackles a different challenge in life, especially ch challenges and painful moments in life as well.
It does, but it does it in a unique Muriel Spearmeyer, which is just pure black comedy. So it's a work about grief and about healing through grief. And so we meet this family that isn't processing the grief of the death of the patriarch of their family and has a whole bunch of their life stuff that's getting in the way. And so at his wake, before he can cross over to the dreaming, they all start fighting and bickering, which means that he can't cross over, which means he comes back to life to sort out their
And
things.
wow, and then they're in trouble.
Exactly. So they've got the spirit of their father
I can
chasing
imagine.
them around, making them face the things that they're not dealing with. It's hilarious. Like, it's just proper black. Like, it's just so funny.
So how they can bring humor in difficult and painful moments. This is something that's really special about black storytelling. And the third one, Emu in the Sun, delves into overcoming darkness. Can you discuss the use of metaphor and symbolism in this place, particularly the Emu and its connection to the protagonist's journey?
So Phoebe Grainer, who is just just another phenomenal emerging playwright, like, her storytelling is so vivid and so beautiful and so full of metaphor and image and country. She's a Murray artist, and this work feels so resonant and so deeply Queensland. Like, it's so of her mobs up there. It's so Cookajunkin, it's so Muliridgee, it's so of that place. But it takes place in the universe. And it's this beautiful work where the opening line is the universe walks out on stage and tells a story. And the story she tells is that this woman turned into an emu and ran up into the sun. It is a metaphor for how you overcome the darkness in your life to choose life, face the sun.
So the premiere is on the 27th of November, and these shows will be on for several days for a certain period. How long will they run for, and how often? So that if you miss one show, let's say on a Monday, you might catch it at the end of the week, or how is it going to be? What's the schedule and the programming?
It's really great because you can catch all works at all different times because they run in rep. So two shows run every night, and it goes from the 27th of November to the 7th of December for 2 weeks. And on Wednesdays and Saturdays, you can catch all three works, or on any other day, you can catch two works as a double bill, or you can just see one. It's got a beautiful dramaturgy of how all three works speak to each other. And so if you want to come see one work, you can see one, but if you want to see all three, you can see how they all interconnect with each other.
And before I let you go, just looking ahead, what are your hopes for the ongoing development and visibility of black theatre?
Our stories are so important and so vital and so needed. Like, we're the oldest continuing storytellers in the world. And so sharing these stories, the ones that we want to share and how we want to share them, and platforming our voices and platforming our mob is everything. Like, it's so important. Like, these three works, they're fully and totally for mob, but they also, for non-First Peoples, it's also an understanding of how we have been the continuous culture in the world, how we survive, is because we tell our stories, and we tell our stories to guide future generations. And I think that theatre is one of the modalities in which we have decided to share those stories and to continue our songlines and continue our yarns with generations to come. And so platforming that is vital, I think. And so I'm so excited for the future of black theater and of our storytelling and the voices that are coming up and of the stories that need to be told and shared, because the world needs a lot of healing at the moment, and there's no better voice to tell it than a black woman.
Emmy Saul, thank you very much for taking the time to join us on NITV Radio today and sharing some insights on what's coming up in Melbourne in the next few days. 27th of November, the premiere of Ilbi Jerry's Black in the Room. Really, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you.
It's a lot. Lovely yarn.